You're listening to the WLNW Sports Network at the half. Harbor Beach leading 18-0 over the Bad Axe Hatchets. When we return, we'll have a look at the first half as you're listening to the sounds of the Bad Axe Marching Band on the WLNW Sports Network.
For over 30 years, a group of highly trained tire and car repairmen have been in battle against vehicles with mechanical problems. If you're having trouble with your motorized vehicle and you need help, call Kynith Tire, otherwise known as the K-Team.
Cars and trucks and SUVs, we fix them all, we guarantee. Tires and brakes, engine repair, K-Team will make a car go anywhere. Stop in today and get them all changed. Let the K-Team fix your car and make your day. Kynith Tire is second to none. We on the K-Team can't be outdone.
So if you need help with your vehicle, RV, camper, tractor, or ATV, whether it's tire or auto repair related, call Kynith Tire, otherwise known as the K-Team. Call 810-376-AUTO. Kynith Tire is located at 3680 Rangeline Road, Deckerville, Michigan.
Harbor Beach found the end zone three times in that first half. And they now lead 18-0 after 24 minutes. Dave Hansen, why don't you tell us how we got to this point?
Didn't see a score at all. We actually seen a first quarter dominated by the Bad Axe Hatchets as they had the football 9 minutes in that first quarter, but no score, and the floodgates opened in the second quarter as James Shelkey started the scoring with an 11-yard touchdown run. The two-point conversion was no good. But after a Bad Axe turnover, quickly Daniel Lanfear runs it in for 7 yards, just three plays in that series. And again, another touchdown, but no two-point conversion again. And just before the half was over, Shelkey runs it in from 1 yard, a 10-play drive. Again, another failed two-point conversion, but three unanswered scores by the Harbor Beach Pirates have them ahead 18-0 over the home team, the Bad Axe Hatchets.
When you take a look at the offensive side of things, Harbor Beach has 155 yards of total offense. Bad Axe with just 50. Harbor Beach rushed the ball 23 times with their 25 plays for 125 yards. They have 30 yards through the air on one of two complete passes. James Shelkey's first pass incomplete, second one incomplete for 30 yards into the hands of Robert Emming in the closing minutes of that second quarter. Leading rusher for Harbor Beach would be the quarterback, James Shelkey, with 9 carries, 56 yards, and 2 scores. Tyler Burkhart, number 10, 5 carries, 40 yards. Daniel Lanfear, 8 carries, 27 yards. And Cole Anderson with 1 lone carry for 2 yards. James Shelkey, like you said, 1 for 2 in passing. No interceptions. Incomplete pass for Cole Anderson over his head. Robert Emming scooped one up. But when you take a look at the penalties, just 2 penalties for Harbor Beach on offense, holding, but those 2 penalties negated some big gains in that first half.
They certainly did. They also had a 5-yard face mask against them as well that negated a big run as well, Clark. But so a couple early penalties in the game slowed Harbor Beach down, but it didn't prevent them from getting a touchdown on any one of those drives.
Then you take a look at the Bad Axe Hatchet offense, 21 rushes for 50 yards, only 1 pass attempt, which was incomplete to Austin Mozak. So 22 plays of offense for 50 yards for Bad Axe. Their leading rusher would be Ryan Wehner, what we could consider the closest thing to a quarterback in the single-wing offense, 11 carries for 29 yards. Then Jack Clancy, 8 carries for 19 yards. Devin Maxwell, 1 carry for 2 yards. And Jesse Nye, 1 carry, which resulted in a fumble and a turnover, which led to Harbor Beach's second score of the night. Receiving, Austin Mozak's only intended receiver. That one was incomplete. And penalties, 2 false starts for the Bad Axe Hatchets early on, resulting in 10 yards. When you take a look at the defensive side of the ball for both teams, Harbor Beach with 21 tackles, 1 tackle for a loss for 12 yards, 1 sack, which actually resulted in the end of the first half, and just 1 penalty on defense. Devin Puff leads the tackling for Harbor Beach with 5. Nathan Seaman close behind at 4. And then we have Michael Anderson, Daniel Lanfear, Kendall Gentner, and Justin Wischlager, each with 2 tackles apiece. And then Cole Anderson, Devin Finkel, Austin Roberts, and James Shelkey each with one tackle. The sack was in the books for Robert Emming for 11-yard loss. Kendall Gettner gets the tackle for a loss for 12 yards. Bad Axe's defense, 23 tackles, no tackles for a loss, no sacks, no interceptions, no forced fumbles or recovered fumbles, and no tip passes, one penalty for 15 yards. Luke Subject leads the tackling with four tackles. Ryan Wehner close behind at three. Then a whole slew at two. Jesse Nye, Austin Mozak, Mike Messing, Blake Collins, Wyatt Humphrey Phillips, Nick Schember, Gavin Geiger, each with two. Then Jack Clancy and Devin Maxwell in at the books with one tackle.
Not a lot going on there for either team there, Clark. A very even amount of tackles for everybody. One penalty there, Bad Axe committed a pass interference call. Very questionable one at that. I thought the defender made a nice play on that one, but neither here nor there. Either way, though, Clark, looking at some of these stats, all of those offense for Bad Axe basically came in the first quarter. I would imagine they had close to no positive yards in the second quarter. Harbor Beach making the adjustments for the better. Bad Axe's adjustments have not shown anything promising at all yet. So we'll see what they decide at halftime and how they come out in the second half. The one pass attempt that Ryan Wehner had, I thought was right there, just a little overthrown, but again, it was tight coverage. He was under pressure, and he made a throw where he put the ball in a place where his receiver could catch it and it just fell out of his fingertips. Maybe that's where they go. They try to pass it a couple more times to try to loosen up that Harbor Beach defense, which is creeping in closer and closer and playing very tough right now.
Bad Axe started this game was moving the ball quite well. They're getting across the midfield mark quite frequently. But then as the game went on, it's like they're almost allergic to that other side of the field. You know, some allergies can be pretty obscure. I mean, people are allergic to hay, but you just hope that Bad Axe isn't allergic to the other side of the field.
I hope you're right there too, Clark. But it's more, in my opinion, that both teams had a feeling out process in the first quarter, and Coach Shelkey and company made the adjustments going into the second quarter on the fly, not only going from the wing tee, immediately throwing that out and going to the spread offense, which has been the difference in this game, in my opinion. And the defense has made the adjustments too and hasn't allowed a run over a couple yards since that Ryan Wehner 20-yard gain. There's been nothing for the Bad Axe Hatchets on offense.
Well, when we return, we're going to have second half action for you on the WLW Sports Network. Two quarters are in the books. And it's Harbor Beach 18, Bad Axe nothing. We'll return in 4 minutes with your second half coverage of the WLW Sports season kickoff of the 2017 campaign. Your home for high school football is always the WLW Sports Network.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need to switch to the talk of the thumb.
It's back to school time, and now through September 30th, Thumb Cellular has some great back-to-school specials. You can get 25 bonus gigs of data, a free $10 gift card for iTunes or Google Play, and great discounts on almost any phone at Thumb Cellular. The Samsung J3, LG Fluid 2, and iPhone SE are all free on a 2-year contract. Don't forget to check out their new hot phones like the Samsung Galaxy S8 and S8 Plus and the iPhone 7 and 7 Plus, all at back-to-school savings. Stop into any location of Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky, and check out all the back-to-school deals they have to offer. Terms of service apply.
You love Thumb Cellular.
For everything to do with hunting, visit Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Just look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom located on the east side of Bad Axe. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists are there to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in all sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the new Ruger American Rifle and 450 Bushmaster. Randy's Hunting Center has over 100 variations of this bow-action rifle. It is a legal alternative in a shotgun zone and is fully capable of 3-inch groups at 300 yards. And yes, it's legal for deer hunting in the lower Michigan shotgun zone. Don't miss the 25th annual used gun auction being held at the Woods and Water Weekend at the Emily City Fairgrounds on Sunday, September 10th, starting at 11 a.m. Over 125 rifles, shotguns, and pistols will be sold to the highest bidder. A complete auction list is available at randyshuntingcenter.com. It's all happening at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 10th at the Emily City Fairgrounds.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS.